Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello. This is Rob Roark of Texas. Just want to say hi and howdy. And we're here for another half hour of political talk. If you have any opinions, the number here at Rob Roark of Texas is 718-664-9825. Again, that's 718-664-9825. And we're going to talk a little bit. You know, well, let me say it this way. I've been asked a few times as to my opinion of how to decide on who to vote for. Well, I believe the best answer is vote for the person who makes the best argument. That's what we're going to talk about today. Who makes the best argument? And what that argument is, in my opinion, and this is my show, I'm just giving my opinion. But if anyone wants to call, remember that number is 718-664-9825. Well, I'm thinking this way. Since I'm in a campaign for Congress, I have an opposition for the primary. Well, right about now, that is, we're starting to put it together and polish up our ideas. A warrior for the middle class, like President Obama. A man, a candidate of the people. A man who talks with the people to want to make a new difference. A person who wants to tell Washington, we need to give you, you know, we got to stop this bickering. The bickering must stop. Much as I love it, it's the economy, stupid. Well, we can also add, it's Washington, stupid. You know, I got to say my candidacy. And let me also add this. Republican Governor John Kasich was asked on the Meet the Press program a few weeks ago, why does a person run? And he said, well, you got to answer two ways. Do they want to fix America, or do they just want to run for office? That's there's the crux of the idea. Do they want to fix America? Do they want to just run for office? Well, both myself and my opposition could easily be asked both questions. And quite frankly, I'm of the opinion that I want to fix America. Does my opposition and I agree? Well, we probably agree on a lot of things. But the question is how. The question is how are we going to do it? I'm going to tell you how I'm going to do it. And I've told you, I've said it before, in talking about education reforms. But I also want to add this. What makes my campaign, this my idea, my argument to you all, is kind of a unique situation. Because I've spent time as a Republican candidate. I spent time as a Libertarian candidate. I saw the differences between them and the narrowing of focus of them, thanks to the Tea Party. And I look back, because I looked at the idea of where would I fit in this? Where can I put my spin as to how to fix America? And I look back at my heroes. Franklin Roosevelt, John Kennedy, even Lyndon Johnson, and I could also add in Bill Clinton. What do they have in common? the Democrats. I came back home. I found my answer to where I sit politically. Right, it was right under my nose. In the Democratic Party. That's why I say it's unique. This campaign is unique. I've seen how they've acted. I think we all have seen how Donald Trump acts. But we've seen how they act. We look at when we look at Congress today, it's a Republican-controlled Congress. And they're still pointing fingers and saying, we're going to shut down the government unless the president does this. The president's going, no. There are things we can do. We don't need to elect someone who's, not going to say how, except make good stand by saying, I will be a freedom fighter for the middle class, a warrior for the middle class. What we need are ideas. We don't need yes men. We don't need no men. Or no people that will say no. Let me retract that. We don't need yes men. We need people to say, I want to debate this. I've got a few ideas that might be able to fix this, make it better. Or let me make an argument against it, against your idea, and see how it sounds. Let's see if it'll stand up. That's what we need. And that's what this campaign is about. This campaign is about ideas on how to fix America. And that's what we want to do. We want to fix America. I was asked when it came to my education reforms if I was going to put the DOE, Department of Education, back in with Health and Human Services, recreating the Department of Health, Education, and Welfare. I thought about it. I may have even prematurely said yes. I believe I did say prematurely say, and I can say now prematurely I said yes. And so I will say it this way. We want to keep the Department of Education as is, but we want to change its infrastructure. Eliminate the idea of changing agendas with every new president, a presidential election, or newly elected president. There only is a need to challenge our students with a single framework that says these are goals that we need to meet K through 12. Testing, that happens every 4 years in K through 12. And challenges in science and math that are pushed and met K through 12. That's all we need. And this will change the culture and the concept of a better education. We don't need the red tape. We need to allow teachers to teach. And we're not going to move the Department of Education back to the Health and Human Services. But we want to change the culture, change the infrastructure. We don't need the red tape. We need That's what we need. And that's what this campaign will do. We'll make that promise to fight for that. This campaign will also make a promise to make changes. You know, while I've said before that the idea of an Equal Parental Rights Act in every state in this country is an issue of states' rights. Yes, I will agree with that. But there are points at which, to which federal government can pass on a thought or two. And if one looks at Title 4D of the Social Security Act, it talks about custodial parents and non-custodial parents paying and not and paying who pay income taxes versus those who receive, and those who receive get a tax deduction, which I have found out is $3,950. Now, there are a number of psychological, there's a number of research postings that have said, due to a lack of one parent in a child's life, every child, these child, children are not, or, oh, how can I phrase it properly, are lacking something. And that is the love and attention of both parents. And let's see, I've got, yeah, here are the sightings, and y'all can look them up. The Daily Mail from England. Dated the day after Christmas, 12/26/2012. Fathers disappear. Dated Christmas Day, 2012. The Washington Times. 2009, the U.S. Census, living arrangements of children. Go to census.gov, look at the year 2009. Department, 2006 to 2007. Fatherhood.gov /library/dad-stats, Department of Health and Human Services, 2006 to 2010. There are states that are pushing toward the idea of an Equal Parental Rights Act and treating both custodial and non-custodial parents on the basis of equality. I'm going to tell you right off, both parents getting a 50-50 split on their taxes for child support payments received and paid would ease tension and relations between both sides, which would mean the children would have more access to both parents, will be able to be part of the lives of both parents. I've talked about that, and I will see that I will work my backside off to do that. I also talked about securing our border. You know, again, fix America. I'm going to use this as an example. I had a coworker, an associate, who said, if I was president, I'd run this country on tough love. So I asked, how? How would you run this country on tough love? What are your parameters? And that's what I meant by it. I said, okay, immigration. I'd seal the border. How? How would you get it past Congress? No answer. I've been a Republican. No answer. Unless it's many in Washington. Because think about it this way. If you were to draw a line, a hypothetical line from Houston all the way to the Pacific Coast, let's say to Los Angeles, my question to you is, and that number is 718-664-9825, how many of our congressmen, senators would know what exactly is going on south of that line, between south of that line to the border? You know, I'm not talking against immigration. I agree. I respectfully, because if I did, it would be very hypocritical. If I did, it would go against everything that is written on the Statue of Liberty. You know, it's your tires, your core, your huddled masses. I said, come to America. Be part of it. The Hispanic culture in Texas, much less in Southwest America, is common, is part, you know, part of what makes America, America. It's for the better. Be part of it. Be part of it. But come in through the front door. That's all I ask. And all I will work toward. But I think we can bring about a sense of security. And my plan for that is going to talk about a sense of security by changing the law and the culture of Washington to get them to understand that from that hypothetical line, there are problems. Contraband crossing a border that could at least be, at worst, be considered porous. Contraband of all kinds, whether it goes be guns, drugs, people. We want to stop that. We want to stop that. Because one, I'll say it this way, think about this. One truck that has its bed full of Mexican nationals who are dead because they were left somewhere in the back of a sealed truck. One of those people dies. That's one too many. That needs to be stopped. Drugs need to be stopped from coming across our border. Guns need to be stopped crossing our border. We can secure our border through a sense of security by allowing the installation of I would like to call them intelligence units or intelligence task force. State to be located along the border and states along our southern border with Mexico. Like El Paso would be a great place to have a task force to gather intelligence and act on that intelligence by either passing it on to Mexico, Arizona, or California. And let them act on intelligence as it spreads in their direction. And when I say intelligence, I'm talking task force. I'm talking about members made up from local, county, state, and federal levels. So we're talking police, local police department, local sheriff's department, the state police. And officers are operatives from FBI, Secret Service, or if you want, the CIA. Put them in every state. Get them to gather intelligence dealing with illegal contraband. They pass intelligence amongst themselves, and they react to it. Let me add one other group in there to work with them, the Border Patrol. We create, in doing so, we create a human chain of intelligence to act and react to contraband that is crossing our border illegally. Think about it. We can do that. We've changed Washington. We've fixed Washington. We've fixed America. If we make changes in education, through redefining the Department of Education, we can fix America. By allowing teachers to teach, we can fix America. By allowing a change in the culture and influencing family courts across the nation as to children of divorce and what's in their best interest, we are fixing America. You know what we're also doing? We're making a new difference. A new difference in Washington. And we can be a warrior for the middle class. We can talk about tax cuts. We can talk about tax breaks. Yeah, let's try a tax cut and a tax break. Part of my immigration plan will be to benefit small businesses that hire foreign nationals. I can say right now at the Freeman Library here in Clear Lake, I believe it's every Saturday from 11 to 1, they give free naturalization courses to anyone involved. And so I say to any small business owner right now, if you hire foreign nationals from Mexico, or much less those who are not supposed to, foreign nationals, let's leave it there, you will get a tax break. You get a tax break on your taxes for everyone and every family that is under your employment to take those classes and to make sure they pass the class. That's fixing America. That's making a new difference. We can tax the top 1%. A rate that doubles every year for a 10-year period. We could even look to the idea of cutting spending of 1-2% over a 10-year period and use that money to pay on our debts. That's fixing America. That's making a new difference. Excuse me while I take a little bit of a break to get a little bit of something to drink. Well, I believe tonight or tomorrow night is next Republican debate, or we'll see who's Trump tomorrow and who he insults. Wait a minute. Oh, sorry about that. Like a lot of people, we got allergies right about now. Wind changes, blossoms come bloom, and our nose is going, oh my God. You know, folks, I believe in America. I believe in the people here who have defined this country and who are still defining it. I think we all can agree we want what's better for our next generation. We want to make sure everything is going to be right for our children. I've just tossed out some ideas and said, that say we can do that. And that's going to be, that's my campaign. And I'm going to talk about that till primary day. And remember, if you want to support Rob 2016 for Congress, shoot me an email at rob at robrourke, it's R-O-B-B, at robrourke.us. And I'll respond. If you want to, you know, say you volunteer, you're welcome. You will be welcomed. If you want to make a contribution, we'll make that connection. And that will be welcomed. If you want to host an event, like a Meet the Candidate, I'll be there. I'll be glad to talk. I'll be glad to say, as little political sounding of some speeches I can make, you know, anything that's I will do what I can to make my argument to you. And I will say, and I will come out and tell you, I can't do it alone. I need your help to fix America. I need your help to make a new difference. So on that note, we're going to cut the show a little bit short. So I need to go blow my nose. I was spray up my nose so my sinuses can clear up a little bit. But I'm going to say, do my usual. I'm going to send out a shout out to a little lady in the Commonwealth of Virginia and say, Shortcake, Papa Rob still loves you. We'll always love you. We'll always, like I do every day, you know, I think of you every chance I get. I wonder how you're doing. And I will always do what I feel is right by you. So, everyone out there, I just want to say enjoy the rest of the day. And if you happen to see a small-scale motorbike with a bat symbol on the front of it and a portly guy and either a motorcycle helmet or just a camouflage baseball cap that says NASA on it, that's me. And from, if you are a biker, you're more than welcome to volunteer, be part of the campaign. I ask her, I challenge you, join up. Oh, I love it when she comes out of that laugh. Join the campaign. And let's rally for a way to make a new difference and fix America. So, if you're out there today, enjoy the rest of the day. You know, they said it was supposed to be a 20% chance of rain all day. Well, I'm not going to be. Thank you, too, darling. I'll believe it when I see it. That's just me, of course. Again, it's been a pleasure talking to you, voicing my opinion, making my argument for your support this coming March in the Democratic primary. Well, I will say this way. This has been Rob Brooke of Texas. I'm going to say I will check you all later. Good night.